We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Siman Pei Zayin. The Mechaber finishes up. Gimel Bechenim Kafa Aleim Kli, if you turn, place a utensil over the Graf Shorei, Afapisha Heim Imo Babais, even if they're in the house, Ariela Kikvuru, Matrila Kris Kenegdo, it's like it's buried, you'd be allowed to say Shema next to it. Siman Pei Hei, finishing up, Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Sif Aleph, Kol Hatmeim Korin Bator Vakorin Kriyat Shema Mispalin. Anybody who is impure, halachically impure, is allowed to lane, and is allowed to learn Torah, is allowed to daven, is allowed to say Shema Chutz Mibal Kari, except for someone who had a seminal emission, they are not allowed to. Shotzio Ezra Mikol HaTmeim, Ezra made a special takana that they are different than all other impurities. V'asru Beim Medivir Torah, Beim Rekriya Shema Tfilah Achi Yipol, they are not allowed to do these things until they go to the mikvah. Why? Kedei Shelo Yu Talmidei Chacham Metzui Neitzel Neshosein Kitarna Golin. Because we don't want the Talmidei Chachamim to be so busy with their wives all the time, to be constantly be with their wives. It will be Mabato their Torah, and it will stop them from doing the things that they are supposed to be doing. The Mishnah Berurah adds another reason is because Keri comes from Kalus Roach, comes from lightheadedness, while Torah requires learning in Ema and Yira and fear and in seriousness, and therefore one needs to remove themselves from the lightheadedness of Keri before they can learn Torah in seriousness. So this was the takana that Ezra made. However, achar kach bidlu osa takana v'amidu adavar al adin. Then they got rid of this takana later on. And then they established, like the Ikar Din, that a Balkari is just like all other impurities and is allowed to do all these things even without going to the Mikveh Chaim Pashar Minog, and this is what the Minog became according to the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason that they got rid of the Takana was because it was a Gzeira She'ena Tzibur Echol Elama Behem. The Tzibur could not withstand such a Gzeira. It was impossible for them to go to the Mikveh every time they had carry, and therefore they removed Atalit because it caused more Bittul Torah and it caused more Bittul Puruvu because they were trying to avoid having any carry because they didn't want to have to go to the Mikveh. And if they did have carry, then they wouldn't go to the Mikveh and they wouldn't be learning Torah. So they got rid of the Gzeira for these reasons. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one who wants to be Noheg to go to the Mikveh after they see carry, then Tavo Alav Bracha. That's great for them to do. The question is, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, what if it's going to prevent you from davening B'tzibur? So he's not sure, but he thinks that one should be Machmir and not go if it is going to prevent you from davening B'tzibur. If one does go to the mikveh, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to use mayim she'uvim. It does not have to be a real mikveh. It could be any 40 sa'a of water that you tovel in. It could even be potentially in your bathtub. That would be good enough as well. Magen Avraham also says that one who does tevila for keri, this is only someone who is healthy, or a chola that had relations with their wife. But a regular chola who has keri against his will, because of the choli that he has, then he does not need to go to the mikveh. He can just wash off the shechva zera instead. Rav Vosner is quoted in Chelek Hay, Simon Tezvav of Shevet Levi. He says that nowadays that there are so many mikvahs, there's no reason to be lenient. It's not hard to do. It will not cause Bittul Torah to go to the mikveh, and therefore one should go to the mikveh after they see Kari. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Orchos Yosher, Erech Tara, goes on about the importance of going to the mikveh. He quotes the Rambam, who says that he continued to go to the mikveh, and many other gedolim who continued to go to the mikveh, even though the gzera was gotten rid of. Still, it is best to go to the mikveh, if possible, when one sees carry. He writes about how all the great svarim that were put out were all put out by people who have continued to go to mikveh, how people get an extra level of tara when they go to the mikveh, fulfilling this gzera. If one does go to the mikveh for carry, the Ber Halacha says that one does not need to be concerned for chatzitzas when it comes to this tefillah. Even though the tefillah by Yom Kippur, some say that is an actual tefillah for Tara, and therefore you should be makban chatzitzos, this type of tefillah for Kari, one would not need to be concerned about any issues of chatzitza. Not only could one go to the mikveh, but one could also pour tisha kabin of water on, or have someone pour tisha kabin of water on them continuously. How much is tisha kabin? This is a discussion, but Rav Scheinberg says that if one wants to fulfill this in a shower, they should stand under the shower for 10 minutes straight, and the water is coming out of those holes. There will be a continuous flow for those 10 minutes. That will count as tisha kabin. So if one doesn't want to go to the mikveh and they see carry, they'd be able to stand in the shower for 10 minutes, according to Rav Scheinberg. Others say for less time. If there's no issue of chatzitza, so some say, why not just go to the mikveh in a bathing suit? It's an interesting suggestion. We don't see that people are knowing like this, but if there's no issue of chatzitza, the water's going to get in through the bathing suit anyway. So why not go into the mikveh with a bathing suit? The Ramah adds, Yesha Kasu Shain Lisha Nida Bime Riyasali Kanasabis Aknesasul is Palal Ohaskar Hashem Oliga Besefer. There are some who say that a woman who is in Nida should not go to Shul, and should not daven, and should not say Hashem's name, and should not touch a Sefer Torah. Vyeshom Shimutaris will call the Chainik, are we paskin that? Says the Ramah, really, she can do all these things. But the Minog, Elu Kazar Rishona, the Minog in his places, says the Ramah, is like the first Svara, which is to not do any of these things, not to go to Shul, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't mean that they shouldn't daven at all. It just means that they shouldn't go into shul and see the Sefer Torah and daven there. It's more midin kavod of everybody, not midin any iser. And this is what the Achronim agree, that she needs to daven in her house, she needs to say all brachos. When the Ramah says that the minhag is to not go to shul, not do all these things, the Mishnah Berurah says that our minhag is to be noeg heter, that a woman would be allowed to do these things. That a woman would be allowed to do these things, she'd be allowed to go to shul, etc. She just shouldn't look at the Sefer Torah when they do hagba, for whatever reason. Finishes up the Ramah, may libu nagu heter, v'afilu makam shenagu lahachmir, even in a place where they are machmir, b'yam noram, mekeh gavish rabim zasim, leilich beis haknesses, b'yam noram, the holy days, when everyone goes to shul, matir and leilich beis haknesses, kishar nashim, then she can go, just like all other women, kihu lahem itzavon gadol shal komis asim, heim yamdu chutz, because it will be an embarrassment to her if everybody goes to shul and she would be standing outside. So even those who are knowing for a woman not to go to shul on the yam noram, she could go to shul, but our minhag is for women in Nida to go to shul to do everything.